Paul Brian Little wasn't on the ice today?
Yeah, he's fine for tonight.
The Flames in the last game is, what do you take from that? The final score wasn't very favorable for you guys. Is there some things that you look at there and need to do to try to shore that up?
Well, that game specifically, a very difficult time with the fourth man up the ice. They're D are active. That hasn't changed. So they found the late man. There's a few reasons why that happens. You've the puck carrier's got too much time to turn and find the late man, and you've given too much ice to allow that to happen. And for us, we were really challenged picking that late guy up, not getting beat up the ice on it.
What do you like in Drew Stafford going up onto the line with Scheifele?
The timing's right for him. You know, he had come in off injury, and for Drew, he always will generate some chances during the course of a game, but having one or two go for him historically has meant he's due. He's going to start putting the puck in the net, so the timing's right for him. He and Mark and Nikolai have had really good chemistry in the block of games last year that they played together, because Drew can hang on to the puck in the offensive zone, make a lot of short plays, and he benefits from the speed of the two men that he plays with. They can be very dangerous.
You said yesterday Thorburn would be going
correct
into the lineup. Is that still the
correct?
Is Brian maintaining an injury, or is it something else?
Well, I wouldn't tell you. No, he's fine. Didn't want a morning skate.
Can you tell us if Patrick is symptom-free today?
No, so I won't be giving you a daily temperature reading, Fels. The first time you'll see him would be back on the ice. He has to go through the normal stretch. He becomes symptom-free. He starts very light off-ice work. He and any player, light off-ice work. It's to get augmented until he can get on the ice, and light skates until he can get to contact.
Is there a minimum time now that the protocol means he has to be out?
No, there's no time. So if he's going to have to be symptom-free, and we're going to have to be real sure that there's enough time on that, then the first bike ride's 15 minutes, and it's a lightly elevated heart rate.
Right. So if he's symptom-free, theoretically, from here on, he could play the next game, theoretically.
There's not enough time for that to happen. It's not you do all four things in one day. You feel good,
right.
You light skate. There's a daily routine of what we're going to put a guy through. And this is where this is difficult for everyone. Because a guy passes one test doesn't mean he's going to pass it 3 days later. So you're always checking back and maybe having to go back a day or two.
So if he passes them, what minimum does that create then if you go through that process? That creates kind of a minimum, doesn't it? That's a three-day process, a five-day process.
I don't know what there is. I don't know that any one of these is handled in that. No. I don't think I would put a minimum on it.
The NHL's done a lot to prevent head injuries. Is there a way that could prevent that kind of head injury?
I think it's a really, that hit, that open ice hit, you don't see it very often for good reasons. Very, very difficult to time that the way it was timed. Normally, when you have forward motion by your other players, the D are pulling back and taking ice, because the cost of missing that hit is an odd man break. You just don't see it very often. And the hits where sticks or elbows or shoulders hit the head, those are the ones they're really worried about. That's head-to-head contact. Both men were potentially in jeopardy of suffering the same injury. It was just a full-on face-first collision. It rarely happens, and I don't think it's anything that can be mandated out.
Going back to that hit, and then I think about the Dustin hit last year on Stone. When does it go from, from your perspective and players' perspectives, when does it go from generating some excitement on the bench to then thinking about the health and safety of that player? Is it pretty immediate? I mean, for you, it was your guy, but last year it was the opposition guy. When does that sort of kick in?
5 years ago. I mean, we're there now. We're trying to be real careful, and there are penalties for any of those hits that are, as I said before, that an elbow is up, that they're driving a shoulder up into the head. This is a really fast game, and there are going to be straight line contacts. And it's part of the game. And we don't like any injuries, regardless of how they happen, but I'm not sure that unless you turn this into a non-contact sport, and I'm certainly feel fairly progressive in how I view about the sport. I think we do everything we possibly can to take care of these players and their heads, but this is a very fast game with big men in a confined area, If the elbows are down and the shoulder's not driving into the head and you're not leaving your feet and you're not catching a guy from an area you absolutely shouldn't be catching a guy, there's going to be collisions in this game. Oh, he had a big smile on his face yesterday. You know, I wish you could all get to know him a little better. You'd enjoy it. He's very bright, got a great sense of humor. He's humble, but at the same time has a very high opinion of his abilities in a healthy, positive way. He has an expectation of being great. He's in the room, smiling, giggling, taking the shots from the guys, and seems good.